It's the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation in Canada. Canadian artist Brian Dirksen has written a song to help us remember those who were victims of residential schools in Canada. It's called 215. Brian Dirksen's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Brian, what were you feeling when you heard the news of the 215 children who were found in unmarked graves?
Yeah, it was like my heart was ripped apart. I mean, I just couldn't fathom how, you know, at one point we as in Canadians and then as people of faith in Canada thought this was a good idea, right? You know, so it just ripped me up. And I just sat with it for a week or two, just overwhelmed by the news. And then one morning, I think it was like 5 a.m, I was woken up with this number 215, but it was a melody. It was being sung in my head. And I thought, okay, here we go. Here's my songwriting assignment.
You know? And the song's really a collaboration. Tell us about who else helped you to get this project going.
Well, I'm super pleased that two of my Canadian songwriting heroes, Steve Bell and Carolyn Ahrens, were so touched by the demo of the song that they contacted me and said, this is an important song, you know, go for it. And then they agreed to sing. And then a whole bunch of my other friends that are more in my ordinary circle of writing and making music together, Teresa Trask, Philip Jantz, Brian Thiessen, Brenda Jantz, and an amazing boy singer, Samuel Thiessen, who sings the boy voice on the recording. So it was definitely a group effort because we wanted to say, hey, we're in this together. Like we feel this deep loss and pain that we caused the Indigenous people in our land, and we want to own that and we want to sing that.
How do you think we're doing as a country in responding to our responsibilities in all of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always a way of how we respond to these things. And one of the words I'm using a lot is, you know, reconciliation. You know, it's like, it's not just this sense of being reconnected, but doing something about it. But the thing that gives me, one of the things that gives me the most encouragement in the responses to the songs are multiple Indigenous people have contacted me and said, this song gives them hope. And I think it's just the hope that we're acknowledging the truth. And by acknowledging the truth of what happened, we're saying, we don't want this to be repeated. We want to actually have a different future. And I think that's just positive. You know, even though it's hard to sing, it's still a positive result of it. You know, it's kind of like how the pathway to joy often is acknowledging our sadness, right? Like you acknowledge your challenges, your grief, and as you process that, you walk towards joy. So,
what else can we do? Maybe sharing this song would be something good. Maybe a suggestion. What do you think? What else can we do to help to mend these relationships?
Well, I think obviously the first thing is listen. You know, listen deeply to the Indigenous people. And that's what I did with the song, right? I wrote a draft of the song, and then I contacted an Indigenous artist. We had worked together on a Jesus and Justice conference last year, and I just opened myself to her. I said, I want to listen to you because I don't want this song to add to the hurt. I want it to help, right? And then she had feedback for me, and she asked, it was up to me, but she asked me to make some changes to the song. So I think listening is number one. And then the second thing I would say is continuing to learn. Like learn who Indigenous people are and the beauty of their culture and not judging in broad brushstroke ways their spirituality, the way they relate to the land, the way they relate to each other. And so for me, those are the top two, you know, listen and learn.
The song is called 215 by Brian Dirksen. Also, Steve Bell and Carolyn Ahrens are on there as well. We'll post a link to it on our Life Facebook page so that you can listen, download, like, share, and get the message out. Brian Dirksen has been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Brian.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for being interested in the song. It just, I think we're all in this season together, and we find different ways of expressing that.
215 indigenous children who can't come home.
We're